Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Missoula County is officially scheduling a public hearing to decide the fate of that proposed massive data center in Bonner. The Missoula County Consolidated Land Use Board will meet on Wednesday, July 1st, 6 p.m. at the County Courthouse Annex to consider the special exemption application for the 29-megawatt Cramboo facility. Because the industrial project sits within 500 feet of a residential area, the board will have to evaluate potential neighborhood impacts, including equipment noise, traffic, and heavy water and infrastructure demands. County officials are noting that the hearing is the primary window for public testimony before the project moves to administrative review by the county commissioners. Community members can view application documents and submit written comments ahead of time by visiting the project page at MissoulaCountyVoice.com. Energy drinks, prepared desserts like snack cakes, and beverages with over 10 grams of sugar are now banned from Montana's federal SNAP program. The new restrictions come after U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins officially signed the waiver submitted by Governor Gianforte back in March. The policy specifically targets candy and junk food while protecting access to protein bars, milk, and 100% fruit juice. Montana becomes the 23rd state to join the National Make America Healthy Again initiative. State health officials say the goal is to reduce the risk of chronic conditions like obesity and type 2 diabetes among low-income households. According to federal data, roughly 20% of SNAP's nearly $100 billion annual budget is being spent on unhealthy food and drinks. Belgrade parents are on the attack after learning their school district is in worse financial shape than they thought. The school board was already facing a shortfall of up to $1 million after voters rejected the latest school levy package. Now the Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports tensions have hit the boiling point over concerns the district paid out $750,000 for a recent cybersecurity issue, with parents accusing the district of lying about the payment.